Hey there. Our productions are funded directly by our listeners. Go to ErieCanalTheater.com to learn how to support our creative weirdness. Thanks.
The Erie Canal Theater presents Laugh-ageddon, Episode 5.
Pharmacist Captain Gilroy returned from 4 years of the Civil War to discover his stockpile of cigarette barrels had been ruined by rainwater.
He opened them to discover a delicious concoction.
Captain Gilroy's patented soothing nicotine ale with poppy flower invigorant. Oh, when the doctors tell you to put down that cigarette, remember, Gilroy's nicotine ale will always let you drink it.
Gilroy's
once traded in jails.
Gilroy's
with a cigarette butt taste.
Gilroy's
top nicotine ale.
Gilroy's
in the Confederate state.
Gilroy's
always lets you drink it.
Jimmy.
Hey,
who's
there?
Jimmy. Hey, over here.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, it's me, Ronald Reagan.
Oh, hey, Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Take off the dime store mask, Leonard.
Who?
Lenny.
Don't make me slap it off you. Okay,
look. You know, I spent a lot of money on that Voids modifier. Thing was really expensive.
Yeah.
I figured you couldn't hear who I really was.
Well, you know, there's a difference between a voice modulator and a voice changer.
Where do I get a voice changer?
I don't know, Lenny.
Oh.
I'm not a blackmailer like you.
Well, that's true.
I'm not a low-down, dirty, yellow, blackmailing son of a goat.
Well, look, all I'm here for is the $10,000. The quicker we can get this done, the better.
You came here for your 10 grand?
I'm glad you're referring to it as my 10 grand.
Yeah, you came here
really make things easier.
Your hard-earned money, Lenny.
Speed this up. Yeah, because I've got the pictures to prove that you get as low down as any dirty son of a goat.
What makes you think that I'm going to give you $10,000?
I know what you did to your ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah? What'd I do?
When she stepped out on the ledge for a quick smoke, and then you threw her down deep into that dumpster. I was there, man.
You were there.
My apartment is right behind hers. You know, I kept inviting you over.
Oh, God. It was you.
I had pizza night like
all
6 times.
All of those green invitations
month.
Were yours?
Yeah.
Well, we're not coming. Lenny, what makes you think you can take advantage of me like this?
Well, I've got pictures.
Pictures?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me see what you got.
You want
me to pay up? You're going to show me the pictures right now.
I mean, these aren't like physical pictures. It's like, you know, how they have like photographic memory.
Oh, these are mind pictures.
They're real vivid.
Let's take a look. 2020
vision.
Can I take a good look at your mind picture there, Lenny?
Let me describe one
sure,
of them.
Sure, lay it
to
on
you.
Me. Set the scene. Lay it all out for me.
All right, so Femme Fatale walks out of a sliding door, steps out into the pouring rain. She's got her umbrella up and a corncob pipe in her hand. She's puffing away, not knowing it would be the last corn bowl she'd ever smoke. And then a villain emerges from the house onto the balcony. I think you were wearing a red cape
that
night.
Maybe I was.
You saw her. You guys started to quarrel.
We fought bitterly.
As you always do. And then you pushed her off of the balcony. She fell onto like 20 pizza boxes.
You took all this with your
photographic memory.
Memory, Lenny.
I mean, I don't need the pictures if I can just describe the pictures that I see in my head.
So how's that work when you wanna use that as evidence?
They're just gonna draw it for me at the police station. I'm gonna go up to the chief and he's gonna pull out, you know, his chiefly sketch pad.
Chiefly in, yes.
Yeah, you ever see Miami Hots on TV? It's just like a show.
I watch it every Thursday.
He's going to have a few buttons undone, but he's going to be interested in your murderous story. They have a new flipbook department. They just have a bunch of people draw like slightly different sketches, and then they staple them all together. And
so let me see if I understand this correctly. You're going to go into the dark room of your mind.
My whole mind is a dark room, depending on what chemicals I'm using.
Oh, you've been using some chemicals, Lenny. I'm going to slap your swinging red bulb around.
Look, I would be willing to talk about $8,000.
I would be willing.
Yeah.
To listen to the sound of the band. The band, Lenny. Can you hear them? Here they come, marching down the street.
I don't hear anything.
Cymbals! Trash can lids! It's like cymbals!
Oh,
like cymbals on your head!
Oh, I get
clang!
It.
Clang! Oh! Clang!
Jimmy.
Na 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 na.
Can we just talk about this a little more?
Na 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 clang!
And go as low as 5,000.
Clang! Is that as low as you go, Lenny?
Maybe like 300.
Clang! Good thing for all these trash can lids. I'm getting pretty good at this.
Again, it's Tab Jackson's experience, and we're teaching you how to make the magnoscope. Melt the lead ingot into a pot using any heat source, and place the ping pong balls, glass sheet, cotton balls, and toothpicks inside a paper grocery bag. Shake until the glass is thoroughly broken. Adjust the telescope spectrometer settings for optimal viewing. Place the tinfoil, a mouse trap, and more cotton balls in the medium-sized bucket. Pour molten lead into the bucket. The bucket will melt, and this is normal. Light the battery acid on fire. Wait until it completely burns off. Then insert the dry waste material into the bucket. And that's it.
Hello! Who's there? Who is it? Here I come.
Take me in the
Off! Were you standing behind me? Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, we got sinus cavity!
Oh, man. Oh, you're bleeding quite bad, man. Here, take this dirty t-shirt.
Thank you.
Let's go. We gotta go upstairs. Come on, follow me. Let's go. Shut your door. No need to lock it. Let's go.
All right, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Where's your stairwell? There's like a million hallways in this apartment complex.
It's just this door right here. Up we go.
All right.
Where are we going?
Upstairs.
But where?
On the roof.
What's on the roof?
I'm not allowed to tell you.
This sounds familiar.
When have I ever gone into great detail with the things that I do with you?
You haven't.
Exactly.
I'm not surprised.
You repeat yourself, you know?
I'm gonna try not to. I'm honestly a little dazed. Oh my god, a helicopter! What's going on out here?
Well, you remember a while back when I told you to make smart choices?
I remember!
Yeah, you haven't!
I've been trying!
Not hard enough!
Whose helicopter is this?
Who do you think?
It looks like they're dropping something off! It's a strange thing for them to chopper in. Seems expensive. Hello?
Stand by for television foe. Sponsored by SLS Dick.
Standing by? I can't believe they have sponsorships at the telephone level.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello. Mr. Hayes.
Yes, it's me.
Brentford. Lexington.
Oh, hello. You like my television persona?
It's expensive.
Damn right it's expensive.
You choppered both of these in here.
A Chinook.
That's very...
They cost quite a pretty penny, but...
Only the military usually has those.
Usually the military. Anyways, let's get right to it. You're not killing people fast enough.
Oh, God.
On top of it, Jimmy, you're killing extra people that you don't have to kill.
That's entirely separate from the That's my affair.
Yes.
It's a personal matter.
Oh, yes, I know. We're quite aware.
And it, I swear it won't cut into
Jimmy,
my professional
Jimmy,
time
Jimmy,
for you.
Look me directly in the camera above my television screen.
I can see you clearly.
Yes. Are my piercing eyes bothering you?
No, no, not at all.
You seem to be having a problem. What's the problem?
I'm fine. What was it you had to say?
Jimmy, I was telling you that you need to make quick work of that list.
I mean, I'm working quickly.
How many names have you killed?
Three.
You've killed three names on a 20-name list.
That's
not enough.
I'm trying as hard as I can, and death is a serious...
After your extracurricular murder yesterday, what did you do? You just went home and slept.
I'm tired.
At this rate, Jimmy, you won't be done with the murders by the end of the month, and we need you to be done with the murders. Post haste.
I understand. Yes. I understand, Mr. Brentford.
Good. Hey, I'm glad you understand me. So, Jimmy, you're going to kill everyone on the list, right?
Absolutely every last name, I
swear. Okay, and how many per day? How many per day is that going to make if you want to make it by the end of the month, Jimmy?
Gosh.
Just an approximation.
I mean,
just
let me think.
Rough estimate.
I'm just going to do a quick calculation
okay.
Right off the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe three or three and a half.
Good. So you do have basic math skills. Good, Jimmy. Good. So, $6 million.
Mm-hmm.
The new host of Laugh a Minute.
That's me.
And you will be clean and free.
That sounds awful nice. It sounds very Frankie.
So take
very
care
fresh
of all
clean.
Those names, and you'll be television's newest star. Swimming in money.
I can do
fame,
the backstroke.
Women. Oh, yes. Anything you want, Jimmy. We're going to have a swimming pool filled with gold coins for you to swim in.
I've seen that in a cartoon.
All right, Jimmy. Remember, make good choices. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Telephone will self-destruct.
Oh, God! Oh, my... Wow! Whew. Well, that guy means business. I guess it's time to scratch another one off the list. This one shouldn't be too hard. Bryce Hampton. Slowly rolled to the window. Hey, Bryce! Bryce! Bryce Hampton?
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey!
Who is that?
Oh, it's me, Jimmy!
Oh.
Hey, good to see you, man. Can I ask you a favor? Come here a second.
Yeah, sure.
Listen, I just saw you there and I need some help. My passenger side turn signal light is out. You mind taking a quick look?
Man, this is a nice car. Yeah, man.
Isn't it nice?
Turn signal. Let me get down on my knees. Hey, get back in the car. I don't want you to
okay.
get hurt out here.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Will do. Thanks. Just let me know. I'm going to put my turn signal on. You just let me know if it's blinking, okay?
All right, yeah.
Here we go.
I'm going to get down. You won't see my hat. I'll be underneath the car. So
okay, here I go.
I don't see anything.
You don't see anything?
No, it doesn't seem to be working.
Rattle the bulb a little bit.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay. And put it in reverse, and one more time, just for good measure. And up we go. Bryce Hampton, check. It's my stop. I recognize those words. Say, you look awful familiar. Any chance you're Duke Scott?
Yes, I am, Duke Scott.
I thought you looked familiar. Good to see you again after all these years.
I can't really place the face. Where did we meet?
School? Listen, I just lost my bag. I need your hand for a second.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll help an old friend.
Yeah, thanks. Listen, just, I'm about to pry open these doors.
Okay.
And, I think my bag is just outside, so keep your eyes open.
Okay.
Careful there, it's moving a little fast.
I didn't know you could open the door.
You can when you got one of these pry bars. I'll hold my hand. Hold on. Here we go.
Wind in my face.
There we
go.
Wide open. So just take a look outside and see. I think it might be stuck there in the hinge.
Okay. I don't really see anything.
You don't see it?
The lights are going by so fast.
Here, I'll hang onto your belt loop. Just lean out a little bit and see if you can.
All right, here I go.
Okay.
Don't let go.
I won't let go, I promise.
Okay.
I'm letting go. Oh, God. Wow. Duke Scott. Check. piano inspector here.
I don't recall
having...
Show
me to the nearest piano.
There's one right by the window.
Oh, just gotta take a quick look. Excuse me. Out the window!
That was my piano!
Got her! Yes! Man, I usually don't talk when I'm playing video games, but this is the funnest game ever, and I've got the high score! That's it. Joe Krause. Is that you, Joe Krause? Hey, it's Joe Krause! My bones have been crushed!
Killed by an arcade machine.
Joe Krause?
Game over.
Check.
Just dumping toxic waste into the East River. Hi, Joe. Oh, hey!
Hi there.
Hey, what you doing over here?
Oh, just out smelling that thick, toxic air.
Hey, you look familiar.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
You look a little like my old friend Marvin Hamlish.
Hey, that's me. That's my name, Marvin Hamlish.
That's you?
Hey, James.
How are you, balanced?
Hey, great to... Whoa! I'm melting.
You're dissolving in acid. Sounds like it's difficult to articulate down there. Let's hear your best rubber baby buggy bumper. Let me hear it. That's pretty good, actually, for the acid in your esophagus. Dissolved in your own toxic waste. Marvin Hamlish, check.
Hey, you the new hire that told me somebody was showing up today?
That's me.
Yeah. Grab an apron, but I'm gonna take a quick smoke break, so...
Real quick. Well, what's your name?
Clarence Eggleston.
That's on my list. Say, Clarence!
Yeah?
What's this station here?
Deep fryer.
Oh, tell me, so if I... What's the egg?
No, is this the flour?
No, my head! Deep fryer! Deep fry! 425 degrees deep fried for 7 minutes! Clarence? Oh god. Clarence Eggleston, deep fried to death. Check. Oh, sweet moves!
Thanks, bro.
Much obliged, Mombre.
That's me, Mombre. Have you seen the stairs?
Oh, hey, I didn't see those before.
Grind them!
Oh, man, I'm gonna grind all the way down these stairs.
I'm gonna see your pumps grind it!
I'm gonna grind them, those stairs, all day.
It's gonna be sick!
Let's see.
Check it out! Hey, wait a minute. The stairs are bleeding.
Pay no mind! Stairs don't bleed! Stairs can't bleed! Keep grinding!
Yeah. Alright.
Do a gnarly kickflip!
Here we go!
What's the thing where you spin it up in the air but you kick down really hard?
A Christ air.
Do it! Oh, yeah!
Oh, wow!
That's awesome!
Dude, right. I don't think you could have done that on regular stairs.
I know, there's something special about these
stairs. Do it again, but kick down a lot harder.
Okay.
Boom!
Yeah!
That was so sick.
I'm out.
All right, bye, stranger.
DeFonzo staircase ground down to a point. Check. Oh, Lucille.
Hi. I'm sorry, do I know you?
You do. Just take a good long look.
Oh!
It's me, Jimmy!
James.
That's right.
I haven't seen you in so long.
Good to see you, Lucille.
Yes.
Squirt. Squirt.
Oh my.
Feel a bit sticky?
Well, that's disgusting.
That's pigeon pheromone.
I'm covered in pigeon pheromone.
Must be going.
Come on, pigeons. I have so many pigeons landing on me. I'm sort of a master of pigeons, it seems. I feel like a statue in Trafalgar Square. But, oh no, too many pigeons. Oh no.
OTCCSS, go ahead. Holmes RCS, cross feed valves, reconfigure for flight, 5 o'clock. Step 955 is complete. Copy.
Weather conditions are basically go at this time, and that those conditions are expected to continue for the next 40 or 45 minutes. That recommendation is now being assessed by Mission Control in Houston.
T-minus 6 minutes until launch.
All personnel, clear the launchpad area.
Hey, you! What are you doing here? This is personnel only for the Challenger shuttle.
I'm an authorized Challenger shuttle personnel.
Are you? Let me see your badge.
Check out my badge.
That doesn't look fake at all.
It's legit. Say you have been instructed to install this O-ring.
Okay.
It hasn't been tampered with in any way.
I assume it has not.
It hasn't been.
Well, good.
There's only 6 minutes until launch. Only you can do this.
I can't possibly be blamed for anything in this scenario.
Not at all. I'm gonna back away now.
I'll see you later, nice man.
Down the ladder I go.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good and...
Nice to meet you.
Cordial greetings.
Bye-bye. Captain of the Space Shuttle Challenger, Harvey Wineglass. Check. Charlie? Charlie Matt? Is that you?
James?
What are you doing out here in the middle of the George Washington Bridge?
I'll tell you the truth. Things haven't been going really good for me. My wife left me. I got fired.
That's too bad.
My dog died.
Really? Go on.
Yeah. I don't know if I can go on much longer.
Hey, say, Charlie, when we were kids, didn't your mom commit suicide?
Yeah, she did.
That's pretty sad. Don't you kind of want to join?
Yes, I do.
Charlie, Matt. Check. Hey, are you George Johnson?
Yeah.
No! George Johnson? Check.